Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Any member of Congress who does not support funding for Ukraine is voting for an outcome that will make it easier for Putin to prevail.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns that a vote against more Ukraine aid would help Russia. A Senate test vote is likely today on the White House's $106 billion Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security spending package. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to pass what he calls urgent national security priorities.
It's in America's national security interest, and that we shouldn't hesitate to give Ukraine the weapons it needs to do the job.
Israeli forces are now striking Khan Yunis, the largest city in southern Gaza, where thousands of civilians from the north sought refuge. Meanwhile, Bar Ilan University professor Ruth Halperin Kadari says video footage and hostage testimony confirms that Hamas intentionally used sexual violence as a tactic.
Leaving no doubt that all this was a premeditated plan to use rape and to use sexual assault as a weapon of war against Israelis on October 7.
About 500 people in Philadelphia called for a ceasefire during the Flood Philly for Gaza protests Saturday. One group gathered outside Goldie, a Jewish-owned restaurant. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro called the protest a blatant act of anti-Semitism on social media. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has also made similar warnings.
After October 7th, Jewish Americans are feeling singled out, targeted, and isolated. In many ways, we feel alone.
Former President Donald Trump is telling his supporters to guard the vote, which some see as a veiled threat to a peaceful election. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the federal government has a limited say about this, and protecting the ballot often has to happen at the state level.
Every state has their own kind of process, so certainly not going to preempt that and talk about what states are doing or what that may look like for any of these battleground states.
Victoria Lopez with the ACLU of Arizona says that state, along with Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, saw the most court cases on election denial and voting processes in 2022. Lopez says most often, democracy won.
The final outcome of some of these cases has not been yet determined, but at least the majority of those cases that have been filed, the outcome has been pro-voter, pro-democracy outcomes.
The EPA just announced new standards to slash emissions from oil and gas operations. Stephanie Rees with Moms Clean Air Force says the agency and the Biden administration are taking bold action to protect health and the climate.
These rules are a critical step to cut methane pollution and address the health impacts from oil and gas operations on our most vulnerable populations.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.